It was in 2001, and I had just graduated from COFA. I was only 17 years old, and I remember coming to the campus the very first day and feeling extremely intimidated. My first experience was walking into the College Union, and I remember thinking that it was a castle, or at least a form of a castle, and I thought that that was, once again, it was very intimidating, and I kind of just walked around at first, trying to figure out where I was. I walked into the game room, and once again, it was just so big that it was almost overwhelming. But what helped me a lot was a friend of mine really wanted to try out for the cheer squad, and although that intimidated me a lot, especially since I had never been on a cheer squad, I wanted to do it to support her, and so we started the whole process, and it was actually very helpful because it made me comfortable enough to just kind of look around, and you know, I finally made my way to the registration building, and I finally just started asking the right questions, and I think I made the good decision of coming here by myself at first because I naturally wanted my parents here, but they were unavailable to come with me. But it was good for me because it gave me the opportunity to just, like I said, ask the right questions and look around and kind of be myself and figure it out on my own. And that kind of just started the whole process and made it easier for me to go out on my own. I didn't really want to be on the cheer squad because, as I mentioned, it was too much for me. I know that I was inexperienced, so I knew that I was way out of my league, but I really wanted to do it in support of my friend. So we did it, and unfortunately, she didn't make it, and I did. And so that made the experience even weirder because I really didn't want to do it without her. And then on top of it, I felt really bad for her because she was very upset and she knew that I didn't want it and we knew that she did want it. So it was kind of an unnatural thing for me to stay, but I decided, and I don't know to this day what made me decide to stay, but I decided to give it a go. And I know that I was probably the most awkward cheerleader for the first, who knows? I might have been an awkward cheerleader the whole time and just thought that I was great towards the end, but it was a great experience. And I think that it's kind of why what has morphed me into the belief that getting involved is so important, because I am 100% sure that if I hadn't been involved in cheerleading and it hadn't have grown into something that I cared about, that I wouldn't have stayed in school and that I wouldn't have finished. I would say probably the saddest time for me here at Arizona Western College was when they tore down the student union. And as I mentioned, it was literally the first building that I walked into when I got on campus. And I didn't know why. I didn't even know where I was supposed to go. But I just knew, okay, this building looks friendly to me, at least. And so I walked into it, and I remember thinking that because I walked into there first, that that was kind of the center of my college and something that always, once again, made me feel like home here. And I would almost always just gravitate towards that building. I would go and do the things I needed to do, but I would gravitate towards that building. And so I was actually in my new office in the 3C when they started tearing it down. And I was with my boss at the time, and all of a sudden, you know, I knew it was coming down, but still it like hadn't necessarily hit me. And all of a sudden the wrecking ball just came and we heard it, and we looked out and we saw it, and I just burst into tears. And you know, it's still kind of hard for me to think of sometimes, and I know that for most people it was just a building, but once again, it was kind of the center of my Arizona Western College. So that was a huge change for me and something that I'll always remember. And the student union will always kind of be near and dear to my heart, and because of those reasons and because it made me feel like home here.